You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Darrell Connor.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, CBD oil is big news lately, but what is it and what do we know about how it works? A science writer tells us about the latest research on the hemp-derived product and some unanswered questions.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Governor-elect Tony Evers is traveling the state on a listening tour to get feedback for his upcoming state budget. The city of Baraboo continues to deal with the attention that came after a viral photo of high school students giving a Nazi salute. And a Wisconsin YMCA is banning cable news from its TVs.
Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Why, thank you for having me.
All right, we've got Governor-elect Tony Evers and incoming Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes holding budget listening sessions around the state. They started in Green Bay and Wausau. And here's a listen to Evers speaking after the event in Green Bay.
And so we decided early on after the election to make sure that we were reaching out to people and asking them. And as I said, the difference between this type of input and what we had a week or so ago in the Capitol was just stark.
So Evers there comparing and contrasting these listening sessions and the lame duck session of the state legislature. What's happening at these budget events, Rob?
Sure. Well, so these are local events. They've been in Green Bay and Wausau this week, and he's going to be going to La Crosse and Milwaukee next week. And they're sort of set up like seems like what a teacher might set up a retreat or whatever. So the people it's open to the public. People come, then they break into small groups and talk about the topic at hand, talk about their own, you know, sort of priorities for schools or criminal justice or whatever, and governor-elect and lieutenant governor-elect sort of wander and listen in and take part in the conversation.
And Evers says the input at these sessions is going to help shape his state budget proposal. We know some of the big campaign issues he talked about. Do we know what kind of things he might focus on in the budget next month?
So he had talked about tax relief, sort of a middle class tax cut, as part one of his budget priorities. That the idea was to pay for that by slashing some manufacturing or agriculture tax credits that Wisconsin does. He has an education background. I think money for schools is politically popular, and that is very likely to be a priority in his budget. But you know, it's hard to say. And like, you know, the thing to always understand is like the governor's proposed budget is an opening bid in a very long negotiation.
Right.
And especially so next year.
Yeah, with divided government, we often see late budgets. They get a tardy, I guess, continuing the teacher metaphor. That's something, this could be a contentious budget season with a Democratic governor, Republican legislature.
Right, and so I don't want to, like, you know, minimize the input that Evers and Barnes are receiving from these public events. I think they're, you know, people who attended say they felt like they were listened to and they were like excited to be able to share their views and priorities. But like, this is also laying groundwork for big political fights to come. And you heard it in the clip that you played. You know, Evers has a political interest in contrasting his approach to the approach taken by Republicans in the legislature in their lame duck session, which was very closed. I mean, that was not an open sort of public facing session. And so this is, I mean, you know, one of the things that Evers is up to here is to try to lay out that is, you know, he has a different approach.
Let's move on to another issue we've been following, Rob. This is the spread of this photo from Baraboo High School showing male students giving an apparent Nazi salute before prom. The city's got a lot of attention, and the latest now apparently from some anti-Semitic groups and internet users. What's the latest there?
Right. So when this sort of blew up and became a viral phenomenon, the district made the decision not to discipline these students who were shown in the photograph giving the Nazi salute. But what they did say they would do is hold some public events, educational events aimed at the students. And one of the things they're doing is what the district is calling a day of peace assemblies next Tuesday that are meant to promote tolerance and understanding. So ahead of that event, somebody posted some gross anti-Semitic flyers and created an online video. It is an incident that got a lot of people's attention and traveled around the world very quickly. And among those whose attention it got are the white supremacists, the Nazi groups, who now are wanting to insert themselves into the process more and try to prevent, just discourage people or sow discord ahead of the district's planned response.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at top stories from around the state this week. Rob, here's an interesting one. The YMCA in Stevens Point, you can go there, you can exercise. They got a gym there. They are banning cable news stations from the TVs in their building. What's going on there?
No CNN, no Fox, no MSNBC at the YMCA. Not allowed. Let's to be precise here, it's banned from the main TVs, like the big TVs that are up on the wall. You can still watch your talking heads on like small screen on your elliptical machine or on your phone or whatever. It's in response to a specific event, they say. There was an actual altercation. Somebody was mad. The YMCA owner or director claimed in the news story that he did not remember what channel was at issue. I don't buy it. I think he just isn't saying. But anyway, somebody got really mad at why are you watching this garbage? And I sort of get it in a way, Rob. Like the main product that cable news sells is outrage. Like it exists to make people mad. And so, this is a local organization. I was like, maybe we don't want to like make people mad all the time.
Well, what do you go to a gym for, Rob? You're trying to get your heart rate up.
That's a good point. This is a good point. The best part was the guy in the a source in the story, the Stevens Point Journal story on this, said that he couldn't watch his cable news. He had to resort to watching soccer.
I don't know. I wouldn't complain about that myself. And then you're inspired by these really fit people. I don't know. Well, Rob, before we get done, I want to mention it's Rob's big break. Not me, Rob. You, Rob, next Thursday, you're going to be hosting one of WPR's regional shows, Route 51, right, Airing in the Wausau area. What's on the docket?
Yeah, no, I'm excited about this. A little guest host. Yeah, we're going to talk about the outrageous story of the Rhinelander Hodag, which has turned 125 years old this year. And we're going to talk to a local historian from Rhinelander and a reporter who wrote a story on this about the mythical beast. And it's a great, it's sort of origin story. It's going to be great.
I don't want to spoil things here, but are you going to have a real live Hodag in the studio with you?
We have some audio. We have some audio. It's contested. We'll see. People can make up their own minds.
All right. One legend, Robert Mentzer, talking about another legend of the Hodag. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Rob Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He joins us every week for a look at some of the top stories in the news happening around Wisconsin.